Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A new PSA produced by Sandy Hook Promise. It's an organization. I never heard of them before. They were formed by the parents of children that were killed in the 2012 massacre. Left 26 little kids dead at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. The PSA shows students protecting themselves from a shooter with their back-to-school essentials. And I'm going to play some audio, but it doesn't start out that way. You're like, oh, it looks like almost like a store commercial. Like, I got my new backpack for school, and I got this and that.
This is going to make me cry.
Honestly, I'm turning down the music because this is powerful, and I'm going to put the full video up. You can see it, but here's like a little clip of it.
This year, my mom got me the perfect bag for back to school.
These colorful binders help me stay organized.
These headphones are just what I need for studying.
So everything is normal up to that point, but now you can hear kids starting to scream. You can hear kids starting to run, and all the items are describing them in the video. They're using them as a form of protection or to help themselves.
These new sneakers are just what I needed for the new year.
So this kid's running down the hall. These kids are chasing them. They're running from like a shooter.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
So the kid uses his skateboard to break out of a window, and then all these kids are trying to run and get away from the school from an active shooter.
These scissors really come in handy in art class.
These colored pencils, too.
These new socks, they can be a real lifesaver.
So there's a girl that got shot in the leg, so her friend's trying to like do a tourniquet right there. It's so powerful to see this.
And I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
I'm telling you right now, like, me describing that doesn't do it justice.
I can't watch this because I'm about ready to tear up just, like, thinking about this.
I am too.
Especially the little one saying, I just want a cell phone because we've had that talk about just stay in touch with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to make me cry. I can't watch that.
I'm not trying
to
make you cry.
I know it's a reality, but it's terrifying.
Unfortunately, I can't even imagine. But that video is really powerful. Give me a few minutes. I'm working on Need to Know News right now, the blog. I will get it up there probably in the next 20 or 30 minutes. You can actually check that video out.
I mean, these are our babies. It just breaks my heart that they have lockdown. They have to drills at school.
Do they do that now at her age of 9?
Yeah, when she was teeny tiny, like kindergarten, first grade, they had to do those. Like, kids had to practice hiding in cupboards.
And do they understand that? Like, do they process that? Because as anxiety as I have, that freaks me out hearing that.
Well, of course. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, obviously, she's the most important thing to me my entire life. And to think that, you know, we'll never forget what those parents, I mean, I can't even describe what they have gone through and what they've sustained.
Okay, well, how about something positive here?
Yes.
I had to share that, though. A Bakersfield, California mom is doing well after delivering her baby in the parking lot of a Jack in the Box. Listen to this.
That's my location. Female just delivered a baby in a vehicle.
Hey, they're not biting. This will be at Jack in the Box.
Employee from Jack in the Box, definitely would love to say thank you because she was right there by my side the entire time until the ambulance made it to get me out of the car.
I do want to thank everyone that assisted because now that I think back on it, they all jumped into action and it was just wonderful.
Now, her mom was a big help in this. This was she was on the way to the hospital. The mom was driving the girl, her daughter, the fifth child, and the mom kind of stepped into action to help out with the baby.
Okay. Hopped out the car, one shoe went off, and I was screaming, she's having a baby, she's having a baby. When I went on the side of that car and opened up that passenger side and seen all that hair, I knew he could not fall to the ground, so I went to guiding him.
That is wild. So 8-pound Sean Jackson was delivered safely. Why did they not name the baby Jack?
Well,
that's what I want to know.
That's
they delivered
where you change
Jack.
It.
Yeah, Jack in the Box.
Here's my thing. Like, if this is ever possible, Lindsay, if you're listening, I would like to try to have your baby at Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A. Wendy's would be good too.
No,
McDonald's.
You do not want that.
Qdoba. Why not?
Because
Mackenzie, they give you free food for life when this happens. I'm about to fake a pregnancy.
That's the worst nightmare. I remember I was pregnant and I went on a cruise and I was like right up to the point almost they cut you off. But I was like, please do not let me give birth and go early in Belize. Because I was looking around and the hospitals had like chain linked fence. And I was like, oh my God. Like rusted.
Why don't you want dual citizenship?
Bad.
Come on, that would have been awesome. And finally, Pork Chop and Liv. I'm thinking of you when I saw this story. All you got to do is watch some movies. You got to do it before Halloween and you could earn $1,300. Who in this room, myself included, could use $1,300? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Me.
Okay. All you got to do, guys, is this. You have to watch 13 Stephen King movies by Halloween. USDish.com is offering the deal in preparation for the upcoming film, Dr. Sleep. I guess it's a sequel to The Shining from Stephen King. And while watching the movies, all you have to do is answer some questions about the film, which one you like the most, if you're watching alone or if you got friends with you, so you guys could actually do it together, and how your heart rate is going with each scary movie. The movies you'll be watching, by the way, are Carrie, Children of the Corn,
no. I love this,
Salem's Lot, and Story of My Life, Misery.
You guys, I can barely watch Stranger Things because I think that is too scary.
How can you get this gig though for $1,300? It's so easy.
I don't know, but I'm down for that.
And no offense, Liv, I would probably much rather watch it with a cute date than you.
Trust me, I know, Porkchop. No shocker here.
Oh, man. That would be a scary movie in itself, watching those two.
I don't think Porkchop would actually do a lot of movie watching if he had a cute date.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Stop. Right. I actually agree with Mackenzie 100% on that one. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. I'll put it up on our website in just a little bit, and you can check. Usually we'll put a swipe-up link on our Instagram story later in the day. It is Radio Now AM show. Song of the Day is coming up next, and it's all about the Throwback Thursday songs. Make sure you're ready. It's Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140.